Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Offman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Commanders OTAs, Phase 3, Day 1. In the books, I was there. I thought for a second I wouldn't be making it here on time because buddy, Anthony Haney, super producer of the show, magically on the other side of the screen here if you're watching on YouTube or right there in real life, the other voice you're about to hear. Instant traffic, just add water, a DMV tradition unlike any other. Oh my God. I left Ashburn at... Let's see. Actually, I can tell you what time I left Ashburn because I sent someone a text. I was on the phone with you. Well, actually, I can just check that. I called you at... This is twice this week, by the way, that I've checked my phone log to see what time you called me. Or I called you. The other one was because Anthony wished me a good night on Monday. If you missed that segment yesterday, highly entertaining radio, go back and find it. I think it was 6:15. I called you walking through the parking lot at 2:27. By 2:30, I was pulling out of Coach Gibbs Drive. There was a point that my GPS said I was going to land here at 3:57. Luckily, I got about 3:47, which allowed me to eat my lunch. Yes, lunch at 3:47, and get us set up for the show here. But I was a little scared there for a moment.
3:57. Oh my God! I'm not gonna lie, I've had that feeling before as well. It's not a good feeling.
Yeah. So it took me well over an hour to get here. So if you're out there driving through it right now, please drive safely. Don't cause a wreck, because that's a good way to, not get where you want to go. We have a loaded show today. Obviously, I'll talk about here in a second some of the things I saw. You hear from Dan Quinn in a moment as well on some of the guys that we didn't see. Cliff Kingsbury spoke. Tyler Biadasz spoke. Jaden Daniels spoke. All of the best sound of the day in a pick six coming up at 6 o'clock. We also have a couple of other things happening today. A lot of you might be driving up to Baltimore to see the Fever and Mystics game, although perhaps less than originally planned because Caitlin Clark is not playing. We'll talk about that. I also talked to Jalen Lane, the Commanders rookie wide receiver. We will let you hear that conversation at 4:30. We are 4:45. What do we decide? 4:45. We also... have Mike Rizzo this morning on the Junkies defending himself and the Nationals organization after a piece that came out that I am fascinated by that was written by Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic. So we will discuss Nationals. Yeah, we're going to do a little Nationals today as well. But we start with OTAs and what we saw and what we didn't see. And what we didn't see is perhaps the bigger headline and who we didn't see. Who we did not see included Terry McLaurin, expected based off the current contract situation. But we also did not see Laremy Tunsil, and we also did not see Marshawn Lattimore. What do we make of that? Here's Dan Quinn talking about some of his veterans. Three of the four most expensive players on the team, I do believe, not showing up to the voluntary workout today.
What's your approach with that? It's a voluntary situation, but you know, you obviously would like guys here, but it's voluntary. So how, what's your approach on handling all that?
I think it's not one size fits all for everything. And in my opinion, like, this has been a fantastic offseason. And it's not just the players. It's also the coaches too, John, to say, can we level up, you know, and to level up, you know, what do you look at? And what do you want to change? And what do you want to keep the same? And so the offseason has been excellent, you know, and so I've been in touch with every guy on the team. And so I've really enjoyed this time. I also have some, you know, stronger relationships than you did maybe a year ago with everybody being new. And now it's that blend of the year two players, you know, to go through with it. It's one of the things I do enjoy about coaching. Like, if you can get to know the man before the ball player, it helps take it and push it a little further. And so for the guys who are the year one, the new players here, not just a rookie, but a new free agent that may have joined the team, getting to know them and watching them practice today for the first time, like, you could see guys work hard in the strength and conditioning, but it's another thing to see the speed of processing and on the field. And so today we just did some 7-on-7 and some 2-minute, and then we'll add more team as we go. I like to ramp it up, you know, as opposed to doing everything all at once day one.
So that's the company line from Dan Quinn, where at some point in that answer, he totally veered off of the premise, which is like, what are we doing without Lattimore and Tunsil and McLaurin? To me, this is only a big deal if Lattimore and Tunsil are doing this for contract purposes. I would like Lattimore of the three in training camp the most, because his hamstring issue severely hampered him last year. I want him there to be a mentor to guys like Mike Sanderstill and Trey Amos. I want him to know this defense inside and out. And I want to, if I'm the team, I want to watch how he's moving and have as much control over the rehab as possible.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He might have been, I think he was there earlier in the offseason for phase one and phase two. So like, it's not a huge deal, but also like, why are you not here? Are you just wanting to do your own thing? Did you have a family vacation scheduled this week? Did you... whatever. That said, it's voluntary. I'm also not going to make a bigger deal out of it as in my current role as a media member versus if I'm cosplaying as a team, you know, if I'm cosplaying as Dan Quinn or Adam Peters. But like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like this is catastrophic. But I am going to say, like, if he wants new money, what's the path to getting him in camp? Like, is he going to sit out the mandatory stuff? Is he going to sit out the any days of training camp? Because Marshawn Lattimore, from a contract standpoint, he's got $16 million this year, or $18 million on the cap, $16 million in base, and a $2 million roster bonus each of the next 2 years, $16.5 in 2026. And that money's not guaranteed. Marshawn Lattimore has zero guaranteed dollars left. They can cut him for a $2 million dead cap hit this afternoon if they wanted to. If I'm Marshawn Lattimore, I would like that money more guaranteed. Hey, can you at least guarantee my base for this year? And if I'm Adam Peters and that's what it takes to make him happy, I probably am doing it. It doesn't change the cap math. It doesn't change anything. If you needed to create space, you could obviously convert some of that to signing bonus. He would get more cash up front, so he's happy. It then also pushes cash into the cap next year. I would just either try to stay on the contract as it is and just be like, nah, man, you're going to play. You're going to get your game checks. It'll be fine. Or guarantee this year. And, you know, if you're Lattimore, you're looking for new money that goes into next year that provides you with more long-term security. And if you're the Commanders, you're probably not wanting that. Laremy Tunsil is in a similar situation. Laremy Tunsil also has 2 years remaining on his deal this year and next year. If you, at the end of this year, want to move on from Laremy Tunsil, you could at zero dead cap money. They knew that when they acquired him. He's going to make about $21 million each of the next 2 years, both in cash and cap. And you don't make a trade like you did for Tunsil. And frankly, you don't make a trade like you did for Lattimore unless you plan on having those guys here longer. I think the difference is for Lattimore, you then had a half a season that was not very good performance and he was injured. So why would you guarantee anything more? If you're Tunsil, one, it's a bigger investment. And you gave up a second rounder next year and a third, a high third this year on top of some other things. But you probably want to see him play first before you decide just what that contract is going to look like. You're going to extend him for 2 years, 3 years. Is it just a 1 year extension? Or are you just guaranteeing next year? Like, there's a lot of different ways you can go about that, but you want to see him. And so if these guys want that money before they participate in anything, then there might be a problem. But the chances are their agents and Adam Peters have already had the conversations. Dan Quinn and everyone on the team knows what's up. And ultimately, especially for a guy like Tunsil, I used to talk about this with Trent Williams all the time. Like, Laremy Tunsil's a one-of-one kind of guy. He is incredibly athletically gifted. And while, yes, there are schematic things and timing and teamwork and whatever stuff that he's got to learn as an offensive lineman with his new teammates, if Laremy Tunsil wants to go work out on his own because Laremy Tunsil can get more out of his own workouts than the quote-unquote group workout, I'm fine with that. He'll pick up all that stuff in training camp and be fine. Laremy Tunsil doesn't need voluntary OTAs. And, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, if you want to throw him in that category, like, fine. He's not as good as Tunsil is, but, like, this is a guy that's been around. How much individual drill does he need to do in a team setting versus whatever else he wants to do that's more individualized? It's just not that big of a deal. And so understanding why these guys are out and what it's going to take to get them back, that is a quote-unquote big deal in that understanding that is important. But pretending like it's some catastrophic thing that could derail their season or there is some enormous hit on their ability to perform in the fall, I think that is probably taking it a step too far. Coming up next, what did I see? That's what I didn't see today at OTAs. Up next, what I did see, including a heck of a start for one of the Commander's rookies. That's next on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.